Now appearing on center stage, Derek Hartley.
I love wearing women's underwear.
Romaine Patterson.
My show gets you laid.
This is the Triple X Showcase.
Did you enjoy that sound? That was the sound of my microphone coming up. But it came off in an exciting new way, Romaine. I think it's actually broken.
I think it's broken too, actually. Call B-Knock!
Yeah.
Yeah, you're going to have to use Katie's microphone. It's totally broken, because my guess is the screw snapped.
It's not the screw, it's the... No, it's this. It's the whole thing. Yeah, I'm sorry. This microphone will be out of commission for the rest of tonight. Well, thanks for coming, everybody. Our show is now over.
I think I know.
During the break, no, it's all right. I think the problem is, I think they're going to have to dismantle it and screw it all, the whole thing back on.
They are.
Because I don't think you can screw it in while the microphone is attached to it.
It's okay.
Thanks,
well,
MacGyver.
Well, duct tape and a tampon.
Yeah, Al Feldman from Boy Butter is here with us, and he could fix anything, you know.
I could. I don't think I could fix that, though.
No.
I tried.
Yeah, they have to dismantle this whole thing. Wow. Anyway, I will tell you this. Al Feldman is here, boybutter.com, and he and Romaine are going to have a conversation for a second, but I will tell you. My voice will sound different for the rest of the show. Or actually, you know what? Maybe I'll just go home because it's Friday. Who cares?
Yeah, you didn't want to come anyway.
We're having a heat wave, tropical heat wave, and I'd rather just go home. Is that okay, Romaine? Can I just go?
It looks like old time radio.
I can fix that.
Can I be excused?
He's holding the microphone like old time radio.
I know. I can fix that.
I don't have the upper body strength to hold this. This is like a survivor challenge now. How long can you hold the microphone in midair?
About 2 seconds, because he's gay.
We did this. You're a bitch. You know what? I'm just going to keep holding this long. Now it hurts. Okay, I'm done. When we were doing this, before we get to Boy Butter Loop.
Oh, no, absolutely. Talk about whatever
when
you want.
We were out in Los Angeles a few weeks ago because we were doing all the interviews for the specials that are airing this Saturday and Sunday here, Iconography, Alan Ball, and The True Story of True Blood. They're airing back-to-back on Saturday and Sunday, starting at 1 p.m. on Saturday, and then replay at 7 p.m. on Saturday, and then noon on Sunday and 7 p.m. on Sunday. So when we were out there, we were doing the interviews, and we did this interview with one of the interviews with Anna Paquin, Oscar winner. Lovely, lovely young lady.
Very nice.
But we determined that it would be easier for her to do the interview if she was holding the microphone as opposed to having it in a mic stand.
Yes.
But what this also meant was the more casual she got in her conversation with us, the further the microphone drifted away until at one point it was practically on the floor.
Yeah.
And it's like, okay, you got a microphone back in your face. Because we didn't have headphones or anything. She couldn't hear the microphone drifting away. But she would just get very casual and chatty, and then the microphone was
gone.
You know, gone. Gone. So anyway, it's hard. When you're holding the microphone, that is tough.
I love me some Sookie.
She was really
That's awesome.
Lovely.
You got to meet her.
Everyone was really great.
Okay.
They were all really, really nice people, and she was really lovely. But we had already met her on the set, and she was fun on the set, and she was as fun just sitting down and talking to Stephen Moyer was the surprise for us because he was in his when we saw him on the set he was in brooding vampire Bill mode, and so he was very intense, and we didn't really talk to him on the set. He was very intense, and then when we met him in person, he was like, "Hi," it was lovely
he
and
was
fun.
Totally
it was
like totally different.
This is so weird because we were so used to just seeing him on the show.
Yeah.
And seeing him even on the set in character. And so to see him just as Stephen Moyer and lovely with his British accent, it's like, this is really jarring. And in the, you know, in a sunny day, too. It was also weird because, you know, you never see him in the sun.
Yeah. He should be covered up.
Yeah.
Sunblock 1 million.
Yeah.
All right. So
anyway, Ale.
Yes. Go ahead, Ale. Romaine.
You have been traveling lately.
Yeah.
Where have you been?
Well, you guys know that my partner, Brendan McGovern, is he's a CFO for Meetup.com.
Right.
And
I didn't know that.
If you spend 7 years working for them, they give you 3 months paid vacation. It's a 3 month sabbatical.
Wait, so
France?
Hold on, if you work for them for how long?
If you work at Meetup for 7 years.
7 years.
They give you 3 months paid vacation in order to get people like refreshed and right. renewed. So when they come back, instead of usually after 7 years, people want to like find another job or do something else. So yeah, to keep them, they give them 3 months paid vacation. They come back refreshed and they're ready to work for another 7 years.
Funny, because when we started working here and we got to the 7 year mark, what did they do for us, Derek?
Not a damn thing.
Did they give us a raise?
No, actually, they did not give us a raise. We do have 3 weeks of vacation now instead of two.
But they didn't tell us that for a couple of years.
No, they didn't remind us that for a couple of years. Actually, they never did. I realized it.
Yeah.
And so for a couple of years, actually, we continued to take our 2 weeks of vacation.
Because they didn't even tell us that we were entitled to more.
Because they didn't even bother to remind us we were entitled to three, yeah.
Yeah, well, I think I want his job.
Happy anniversary.
Yeah, it's great.
Is there a way that I could join Meetup and then tell them I've been working there for 6 years?
You absolutely can. I think they're looking for a radio talk show guy.
That'd be super. I know somebody who worked at Meetup.
Oh, really?
I don't think that he still does, but yes, somebody that I used to work with in my old AOL days.
Well, it's a great company, and they've been around for a while. They're about a year older than my company, but
was awesome.
He took 100 days off, and I couldn't let him go by himself, so I took a big, it was the longest time I've ever been away from the office, but we went all the way around the world, did an entire revolution. We did that big gay cruise last year, remember, where like a bunch of people
Allure
got,
of the Sleaze.
Yeah. The Sauna of the Seas.
Yeah.
We did that for 1 week, then went to Costa Rica for like 8 days, and then went to Australia for Mardi Gras, then Thailand, which was the best. I'm talking $5 full hour massages, the best food, the best everything.
Spent
3 weeks in Thailand. It's the dollar's worth about three bottle caps and a pubic hair right now. And that's the only place you can really like feel that it's strong.
Right.
And the customer service, the people are so nice. It's great. It's beautiful.
Thailand.
We did 3 weeks of that. And then we went to Israel for a week and Spain, Germany, the Czech Republic, the Netherlands for Queen's Day.
Yeah.
And then we finished up with Iceland, which was also one of my favorites.
Wow.
And that was awesome because I got to swim in a glacier lake that was 34 degrees.
That's
I'm a big swimmer. I lasted about 30 seconds.
Yeah, that seems very cold.
Yeah, I ran out of there, like just cutting my feet the entire way, like on rocks. But
that seems really miserable.
Iceland is beautiful. It's warmer than you think. And I suggest going there if you can, especially if you're going to Europe or something.
Well, that's why it's called Iceland. Don't you remember? That was the whole thing.
Yeah.
When Iceland and Greenland were discovered, the discoverers named the colder one Greenland and then the warmer, nicer one Iceland because they wanted people to claim Greenland sight unseen for themselves so that they could keep Iceland as their like secret.
It's called false advertising.
It is.
That's what it is.
Smart.
Just another real estate swindle, America.
Exactly. I expected that water, that 34 degree water, to be a little warmer.
Yeah.
But it was not. I was like, oh, I'm going to go in. I see the polar, the polar bear club, those people who jump in frozen. Yeah. Well,
yeah,
they only go in there for
crazy.
Like a second.
Crazy.
Yeah.
Well, those people are crazy.
I want to be that crazy.
You do?
No.
Not anymore. Not after being in that water.
Well, evidently you do, because aren't you doing some crazy swimmy thing?
I am. I actually am. I know that you guys know I do a marathon swim every summer. Last year, I swam across the Sea of Galilee, and it was called the Jesus Walked, I Swam. Swim.
You really enjoy these swims that have funny names, don't you?
Well, you want to keep, if you can make somebody giggle or smile, it's always great, especially when it's a charity thing. So I raise money for charity by doing a marathon swim somewhere across the world, across a large body of water. And this year, I'm swimming across Lake Mead from Las Vegas Bay to Arizona, and it's going to be a 7 mile swim.
Holy shit.
And this is the first time I'm going to be coordinating. I'm donating everything goes to SAGE, which is the services for the older adults.
The old gays.
Old gays. Older gays. They don't.
Yeah.
And
elderly gays.
Yeah. And
the
swim is going to be right across the Hoover Dam. So it's going to be called Hoover Dam. This is a long swim.
Okay, I like
okay.
that.
Okay, and
now how do you prepare for a 7 mile swim?
I swim right now. I swim 2 miles a day, and if I could right now, I could do the whole swim right now. I can do 7 miles right now. I'm like in shape.
Because what happens if you get tired in the middle?
I don't get tired. The hardest is the first half hour, and then you know how when you're running, you click, kind of click into like cruise control,
yeah,
and then you just go until you stop. So I just go and I don't stop.
It's just like hosting this show, Romaine, except physical.
You just go through the motions.
You just got to keep going. And we've been just going through the motions for about six and a half years.
Yeah, so. Well, in about half a year, you guys are going to go on a 3-month paid vacation.
Bullshit.
We've been here for 8 years. I think if we were going to get a 3-month paid vacation, it would have happened by now.
Yeah.
That would be a great project for you guys to do.
No. Actually, we can't do that because we work in radio. This is why radio people never take any time off. Because if you're gone a long time, when you come back, you don't have a job anymore. Somebody else took your job, and the listeners don't remember you anymore. It's like you never existed.
Yeah, you got to be right up there.
Yes, so you can't leave because some bitch is waiting to stab you in the back and take your job for half as much money.
Well,
true story.
You guys are putting your time in. If you want to go and donate or read about my swim, it's called Hoover Dam. This is a long swim. blogspot.com.
Okay.
We donate directly to Sage. It's a great organization for the elderly,
and you're
which
not
I support.
Drown.
No, I'm not going to drown. It's going to be awesome. This is the largest man-made lake. Mm-hmm. It's really historic because of the Hoover Dam, which was built in 1935,
right?
Which is like something that we need to do now. We need to do like major infrastructure in this country.
Why?
You know, because you walk around Penn Station and it looks like it's falling apart, like things like that, like our transportation, things like that. We need to put money into that. And
so
like,
you're saying we've forgotten to keep things up to date and looking good.
I think that we need to do like a new deal like they had during the Great Depression, mm-hmm. where we need to fix our roads, put people to work. Mm-hmm. You know, mm-hmm. if you're going to raise money, you know, for the debt ceiling, hopefully you should put people to work and fix the roads and stuff like that.
Yeah,
and
but do people know how to do manual labor jobs like that anymore?
Yeah, people do that stuff all the time.
Okay.
No, they do that all the time.
So you think there are people that can do it?
Yeah, I do. I absolutely do. And the Hoover Dam was built in 3 years, and like 100 people died building it, but it's huge. It changed the Southwest, brought water to Nevada, California, Arizona. It's like a huge thing.
And it generates electricity.
And it generates a lot of electricity for that area as well.
All right.
Yeah. So.
So you're gonna swim.
I'm gonna swim. I'm going to swim from Las Vegas Bay to what's called Shelter Cove. Mm-hmm. So when you see when you go onto the my little website, you'll see my little face going back and forth. Mm-hmm. So my family is going to be in my safety crew. We're going to rent a boat. And it's going to be...
Wait a minute. You have a safety crew?
I have a safety crew because they have to make sure that, you know...
You don't drown.
I don't drown. And
so your family, like, is in a boat behind you?
They're not going to be rowing, because that's the motions that she was doing.
That
they're going to be rowing like the ancient Romans.
Right.
They're going to be, like, on a motorboat. And it's going to be, my mom and dad, my sisters.
Let me tell you something. This would piss me off. Because here you are alongside the boat swimming. And then these bitches are sitting in a motorized boat going, go in!
Yeah, that's exactly what they're going to do.
Around, honey, you're doing great! I would look up at them and tell them to shut the fuck up or get their asses in the water. Oh, I could not do that. No. That would just, it would piss me off.
It doesn't piss me off because I know they wouldn't last more than like 20 yards before they would drown. So they need to be on a boat.
I don't think I would last more than 20 yards. But I did learn recently while on at the Club Med while we were there for work. I did learn that when I go into the pool, I can't sink. Because my niece Haley and I we got a little crazy in the pool and we were trying to do all these acrobatic things under the water. One of the things we tried to do was go sink to the bottom and sit on the bottom of the pool, and I couldn't do it. I could not sink. I tried and I tried. I did everything that I could think of to do to make my ass sink to the bottom, and it wouldn't. I'm just too.
Did you?
I've got
let
too big of
most of the water out of your lungs because it's,
I did. I would go in and I would blow all the air out of my lungs, and that didn't work. Nothing worked. I tried everything. Trust me.
Good.
My tits just float.
So we should go on a cruise, and if anything happens,
I won't drown. I will just float to the top every time.
Nice.
I'd be more afraid of you sort of floating to the middle and then drowning. But
no, yes. I don't really float to the middle, though. I actually float to the top.
Okay.
Maybe you can come swim with me, then.
Oh, I don't think so.
No? You could do
part of it. I don't mind swimming. Swimming's all right.
Swimming's really fun for me.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love it.
Now, do you have a specific stroke you like to use?
Freestyle.
So you just change it up?
No, I do freestyle, and that's it. For the entire way.
Yeah.
And usually by the end of it, I'm like sunburned on my back, like really bad. And yeah, it's going to be fun. But I think we're probably going to do it a little in the later afternoons so the sun's not strong because it is like a harsh desert environment right outside of Vegas.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm really excited about it.
And how long do you think it'll take you to swim 7 miles?
3.5 hours. I do 1 mile every half hour.
Do you and you don't stop at all? You don't take
do
like
not
a
stop not for 1 second.
You don't even take like a little okay.
Not
I'm getting
a, even
tired.
A little.
I'm
not even
tread water for a second break.
No.
I'm gonna hold on to the side of the boat and you can drag me a mile or so.
If you go to the Hoover Dam, this is longswim.blogspot.com. There are videos of my past swims. You will see the one from last year. My whole family's on the little boat. They're actually being held by a string at the end of it, so they're holding on to
Did
like.
Did you actually pull them in the boat while?
No,
you were
the boat
swimming?
Was pulling them. They were swimming next. They weren't swimming next to me. I was swimming and they were being dragged from the motorized boat behind me going, go, go, while they're holding on to the, like the life preserver that's held by rope.
Right.
So, but if you see that, it was 3 hours and 15 minutes for me to do that 6 mile swim. And I didn't stop for 1 second. You don't want to stop. You don't want to make it go longer.
This just sounds like suck with suck on top.
You want to just get it out of the way. But it's really fun because it's like vigorous exercise and the elderly and services and things I like to promote.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, there you go. Our guest is A.L. Feldman from Boy Butter Lube. Check it out on the web at boybutter.com. Mm. John in Indiana, you're on Derek and Romaine with A.L. Feldman.
Hey, A.L., this is John. I met you on a Lure of the Seas.
Oh, hey.
Lure of the Seas.
Yeah, it was. And I've got a picture with you, and you actually handed out a sample of Boy Butter in your card. And I was actually with Miss Richfield in the elevator.
Oh, yes. I love Miss Richfield. She's great.
Oh, me too. Actually, I just went to see her in P-Town 2 weeks ago. But anyway, I just wanted to comment that you are one of the nicest people I've ever met. Normally, somebody with you of your caliber and as hot as you are has a chip on their shoulder. But you are the nicest guy, and your partner's a super nice guy. And I actually saw a friend of mine hit on you, and you made it very clear that your boyfriend doesn't share well and that you guys have a closed relationship and you don't mess around and just a quality couple. And I just was nice to hear you online tonight or on Derek and Romaine tonight. And I just wanted to say, hey.
That's really, really nice. I'm getting misty here. I'm having a moment.
Oh, no.
I love you. Thank you so much. Am I going to be able to see you on the next cruise? I think we're going on the March one. We're going on March, not the really big one again because it was too big. I want to go on
I'm going in October on the Mexican cruise, and then I am going on the Allure again. I like going into the U.S. I don't like flying down to San Juan.
No, I hope you have a lot of fun. We're going to miss each other, but please stay in contact with me. Shoot me an email. Go on my Facebook. I appreciate the kind words. Thank you.
Thank you. We'll talk to you later.
Thank you, sir.
Bye.
All right, bye. Okay.
That's great. That's really nice.
So let's talk about what's going on with Boy Butter Lube, Ale.
Well, while I was gone on my 100 days around the world, we came out with a new product called Boy Butter Fresca. I know I spoke about it with you guys in the past. But what it is I have this is like just like Boy Butter, but it has a little bit of menthol added in, a hint of menthol. It's very, very subtle. It's very, very mild. It gives you like a mild and cooling effect. And the tagline for it is called Fresca will put the tingle in the mingle. Okay? And it really
does.
It really does. And I think that this is my masterpiece formula. It took us about 6 months to create it. It's I got it just right where it's great to use it by yourself or with somebody.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just the right amount of menthol. It's just subtle enough that you could use it anywhere, anybody.
It's my new favorite lube.
It's
I'm not gonna
I can't
lie.
Say I've, enough about it.
I've been using the Fresca at home for a while, and I really like it.
Thank you.
I really like it.
Me too. I use it every day just to make sure that it's still good.
Yeah.
I use it every day. We love it.
Yep, yeah, I'm a big fan of it. You know, and it's funny because I'm kind of picky when it comes to lubes and so on and so forth. So when I finally find one I like, I tend to stick with it for a while, and then eventually I'll change to something new just to try to change things up. But
yeah.
I really do like the Fresca, and I like the tingling that it brings. I mean, it's not so intense.
It's kind of like I like it to be like almost an afterthought, a little stronger than an afterthought. It's there. You'll feel it. But
you'll
feel it,
but it's really not intense. And to me, it's kind of a refreshing feeling. I mean,
it's like, I tell people, it's like sex with a mint on the pillow at the end.
Yeah, I mean, it kind of is.
How refreshing.
It's a really nice lube. And I mean, it's got all the qualities of boy butter that I like, you know, it being thick and creamy and all that. But, and then to add that little bit of the menthol is... It's really sensational.
Yeah, so. It really is. And I wanted to do a little giveaway.
Okay.
I wanted to do a little thing where we're going to ship out next week to about 30 lucky people.
Uh-huh.
All you have to do, whoever is able to get onto the internet, go to boybutter.com, okay, and go to my contact page. And I want you guys just to write me the tagline for Boy Butter Fresca. I just said it a minute ago. If you could just go to the Fresca section on my website and see it again. But just write it out and make sure that you include your name, your ship-to address, where you live, because I want to ship this stuff to you. And I'll get this over to the first 30 people who do that. So go to boybutter.com, go to the contact page, write the tagline for Fresca.
And include your shipping address.
Include where you want this to go. And I'm going to send you have your choice of either the Fresca oil-based or the Fresca H2O, which is totally water-based, totally latex safe. So just tell me which one you want, and I'll send either one of those to you. You guys have a preference. And whoever doesn't make the lucky 30, anybody else beyond that, I'm going to make sure to send samples to, so nobody will miss out.
Yeah, it's awesome. And I'm not kidding when I say if you want to try a different kind of lube that's just a little bit different sensation, this is a really good one.
Yeah.
And I like it a lot.
For any of you who maybe can't get to a computer right now or can't send anything out, you're always welcome to go to my retail store. It's called shoplube.com. That's shoplube.com. And you can buy Fresca yourself. And if you use coupon code Fresca, you'll get 10% off, and we ship anywhere in the world within one business day.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
That's pretty nice.
So I'm probably going to be getting a lot of emails.
I think so.
It tends to happen.
Every time I do this with you guys, I get email explosion, which is great.
Yeah. Now, I know Fresca's really great, and I love it. Are you working on anything else?
Yes. I'm glad you asked. I didn't include this in anything that I brought you, but I'm coming
up. Because I know you're always up to something.
I'm always up to something because I get bored super easy.
Yeah.
And when I'm swimming, like those hours and hours, I think about all the stuff I want to do and all the stuff I can do and when I can do it. My next product is going to be called Boy Butter Clear, and it's my first water-based gel. And it's going to be super interesting. It's going to be wonderful. It's going to be the most mild and gentle lubricant. I think it's going to, but and it's clear, which is something different than we've ever done.
Right?
We've always stuck to creams, but I think it's time for us. You know, we can take Boy Butter in any direction we want at this point.
Right.
We're in 1,000 Walgreens. I don't know if you guys knew it, but we're now in 1,000 Walgreens. Amazon.com is now my biggest customer. You can find it anywhere. My retail store is doing well, shoplube.com. You can't complain. It's doing great. And to find such a gay-branded product and find it in such a mainstream location
cool.
as Walgreens
is
like a huge compliment.
Right.
So it's really cool when I get a bunch of people sending me photos of the Boy Butter section from their like hometown.
I think that's awesome.
Yeah,
I mean,
it's really cool.
You know, I'm already excited to see that stores like Walgreens have really taken a leap in expanding what they offer to their customers.
Yeah.
Because once upon a time, it was KY jelly. So, you know, to see
that.
Yeah. So to actually see that there are lubes that you can buy, like quality lubes that you can buy in a location like a Walgreens or whatever, I think that's really big progress.
It is. And part of it is because there's all these ED or erectile dysfunction medication that came out. It just made, like, it came out in 98 and it just, the lubricant industry had to keep up with all these people and it just exploded, and you found lubricants on like supermarket shelves.
Right.
Because there were a lot of dry vaginas out there.
Well, for the first time, men were outlasting women in the bedroom for the first time in history.
Man,
so it's a very interesting phenomenon.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And dryness. A lot of dryness.
Dryness.
Yeah.
Well, I just going to say, look, if grandpa has a boner, then grandma better lube up.
I have a lot of customers that are in their advanced ages, and they love sex. They have a lot of it. They have very active, like, love lives, and that's great.
Okay.
Modern science.
Fabulous. Mm-hmm. Well, I think it's wonderful. Well, Ale, I appreciate you dropping by to see us.
Thank you so much.
Great stuff going on.
Thank you.
And don't forget to go to boybutter.com. Go to the contact page. Contact Ale for this giveaway deal.
Yeah, free Fresca. Remember the tagline. You can find it on the website. If you want to look around, go to the Fresca section of the product info, and you'll find the tagline. Just cut and paste. That's good enough. Just make sure to let us know where to ship it to, and we'll get it out to you on Monday.
All right, so there you go. Our thanks to Ale Feldman for being with us.
Thank you guys for being so cool and having me on.
You bet. You can check out Boy Butter on the web at boybutter.com. And, you know, and then, of course, don't forget to contact him.
Thank you.
For your free sample of the Fresca. Oh, my God. Okay. And I do really
take
like
one
your...
Home. One
no, I like your... The thing I really like is the pump. I actually think that the greatest innovation that you've had is the
yeah,
easy pump on the
loop. It's cleaner. It's a lot cleaner.
Well, it's just great. Yeah.
It's yours.
Loop should be in a pump anyway.
This is for this lovely lady over here, the producer.
For Chanel, our intern. There you go. All righty.
Thank you guys.
A little behind each ear before you go out. Our thanks to Ale Feldman for being with us from Boy Butter Lube. Coming up next, we'll take your phone calls at 866-305-6887. You're on Derek and Romaine.
Stick around for more outrageous fun with Derek and Romaine.
And all in that horrible, live, corkscrew English.
On Sirius XM, Alt-Q 108.